I was, me and my daughter, we were looking on the website of the Hubble telescope, and she's studying planets and galaxies and stuff in school, and as we read this thing and we're looking at the pictures that the Hubble was sending back, and it said the Milky Way, there's between 300 and 400 billion stars and planets just in our Milky Way. Billion. And they said to go around the Milky Way, light, I think it's 186,000 miles per second is the speed of light. And a light year is 186,000, I believe, miles per second, times a day, times a week, times a year. It said it would take 100,000 light years to just circle the Milky Way. And it said if you took like North America and made that the Milky Way, our solar system would be the size of a teacup in comparison. And I was just overwhelmed at the greatness of our God. And it showed, I mean, what they could show on the telescope, but they said there are billions of galaxies spread out, and there's no boundaries. There's just no boundaries. And it was frightening for a minute because I like boundaries. But with God, there's no. It goes on forever. It just goes on forever. And that our planet here is set perfectly. If it was, I think he was saying like another couple of feet in this direction or that direction, we would either burn up or freeze to death. But God set it perfectly where life could exist here. And for some reason, this Creator God loved us. He could have created other things as far as life, I mean, as humans go. Or he could have walked away. But for some reason, he was bonded to us. And this Creator God that created billions of galaxies and billions of planets and stars came back to this planet. Because he knew that in the year 2010, I'd need him desperately. And that my children would need him. And we would all need him. And so he came. It's like how many German shepherds is worth the life of one human being? 10,000? German shepherds the worth of life one human? I don't know. But how many humans is worth the life of one Creator God? And he came and laid his life down so that I could stand here tonight or today and be free. Just be free. Free from the things that have hindered me and hurt me and sin that has just paralyzed me at times. He came to take all that away. That I could stand in his presence and just be loved. And it seems like when, you know, man gets involved with religion, the first thing they try to do is control. You got to do this and you got to do that and you have to do it this way and not that way. When Jesus said, I come to make you free, and that we serve him because we want to, not because we have to. You know, religion, what it did to me growing up, and that old Pentecostal God, he was hard to please. Very, very hard to please. And if you fasted 2 days, you should have fasted 5 days, and it wasn't good enough. And, I mean, it just went on and on and on. But when Jesus came and he said, I come that you might have life and have it to the full. And we serve him because we love him, and I want to please him today. It's like there was this a story that I heard about a dog that bit the postman. And so the police came out and said, we're going to have to put the dog down if he bites the postman. So the guy goes out and gets a muffle and put it over the dog's mouth so he couldn't bite, and put a chain around his neck to where he couldn't get to the postman. Now, he didn't bite the postman anymore, but in his heart, he wanted to. But what Jesus does is that he begins to transform the inside of us. That today, I don't even want to bite the postman. I just want him to be happy with me. And that when I make a mistake, he's there. Because I used to run away from God. I'd do something wrong and I'd run away and I would wait till I felt a little better, then I'd come back to Jesus. When he said, I'm here, let me help. Just let me help. Because it's not me, it's him. And that takes so much pressure off. It does. But this song kind of wraps what I'm saying. It's the love of God. How rich and how pure. How measureless and strong. And I want to read this second verse because I love this. I wish I could write like this. This is, could we with ink the ocean fill, and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill, a pen, and every man a scribe by trade, to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretch from sky to sky. It's boundless. There is no boundary to his love. He just loves. And I was reading, and this author, his name is John Piper, and he was saying how that God is happy. He's a happy God. Jesus is happy. And he's not just kind of up there hanging, waiting for me to do something right or something wrong, and if I don't do it, he gets aggravated at me. He's happy because that's his nature. And he wants me to be free, to be happy. And my family likes me a lot better this way.